Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman attempts to run down a single clue to the whereabouts of young Bucky Taylor, but succeeds only in turning up a shocking surprise.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, I tell you, this new collection Kellogg's Pep has for you is just about the swellest one you ever saw. A big He-Man keychain for the boys and something just as swell for the girls. And I'll tell you girls more about that a little later. Now, fellas, just wait till you see this keychain. It's terrific. A big, shiny, silver-like chain, a humdinger all by itself. But just to make it something extra special, Kellogg's Pep has 12 different lucky pieces you can attach to it. Now, you got a pencil and paper handy? You don't want to miss any of this. For the keychain only, send one box stop from Super Delicious Pep and 15 cents, that's a dime and a nickel, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's just for the keychain. Now we come to the lucky pieces, and they're bright and shiny, small-scale models of a locomotive, a football, a trolley car, a skate, a Scotty dog, and a skull and crossbones, among others. Now, because this is a get-acquainted offer, when you receive your first order, you'll also get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it, and you can keep right on ordering them until your collection is complete. Now, for each lucky piece, send one Pep box stop and one dime plus the names of the lucky pieces that you want to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for each of the lucky pieces, and for the keychain, send 15 cents. That's a dime and a nickel and one Pep box stop. And remember, print your name and address plainly on your orders and mail to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And now, the adventures of Superman. As you remember, Editor Perry White told Clark Kent how Hobie Taylor, a foreign correspondent who had been on the trail of a story of world-shaking importance, had been shot by Nazi Gestapo men just before the war ended. Having reason to believe that Taylor's 13-year-old son, Bucky, had knowledge of the story, White had been searching for him ever since. The boy had finally been located in a displaced persons camp, and White had cabled funds for his passage to America. But although Bucky was known to have boarded an ocean liner in England, he had never been seen again. Searching the boy's cabin, Kent discovered a slip of paper hidden in the roller of a battered old typewriter, on which was written, Philippe, 25, Rue Frontenac. As Superman, he rocketed to Paris, France. And as we join him now in his guise of the mild-mannered reporter, he has just entered a pet shop located at 25 Rue Frontenac. Listen.
Bonjour, monsieur.
How do you do? My name is Clark Kent. Are you the proprietor?
Oui, I am the proprietor.
Oh, good. Look, I'm looking for
a little dog, perhaps.
No, no, you see, I'm...
I have some fine little dogs, très belles et très jolies. If you will come this way...
No, no, look, I don't want a dog, thank you. I'm looking
not
for
a dog, then perhaps a little cat.
No.
I have the Siamese, the Persian...
No, look, I don't want a cat either. If you'll please just listen a moment.
Well, I have it. Monsieur desires a monkey.
No, please, no monkey, no dog, no cat, no goldfish. I'm looking for a man.
A man, monsieur?
Yes, oui, a man. Un homme. A man named Philippe.
Philippe? What is his last name, monsieur?
That I'm afraid I don't know. But his address is 25 Rue Frontenac.
25 Rue Frontenac? This is my address.
Yes, I know. That's why I came here. May I ask your name?
Mais certainement, I am Jean Manet.
I see. Well, may I ask, Monsieur Manet, how long have you been in business at this address?
Oh, many years, since the end of the First World War.
Well, have you ever had a clerk or a partner or anyone else here by the name of Philippe?
Never. May I inquire, monsieur, why you ask for this Philippe? Are you perhaps of the gendarmerie?
The police?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, but it's important that I find this man, Philippe, because he may be able to help me find a certain boy.
A boy?
Yes, a boy named Bucky Taylor. Have you ever heard of him?
Bucky? Never, never, monsieur.
I see. Well, thanks very much, monsieur, my name.
Oh, it is nothing, monsieur.
I may be back to see you again.
I regret I cannot help you, monsieur.
Goodbye.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Well, maybe this fellow was telling the truth, and maybe he wasn't, so I think I'd better check up on him at police headquarters. A taxi!
Thank you.
Lieutenant, I must find this man Philippe, because he may know what happened to Bucky Taylor.
I understand, Monsieur Kent. You believe the proprietor of the Pet Shop Manet perhaps lied to you when he denied knowledge of the man Philippe?
I'm not saying that, but his shop is at 25 Rue Frontenac, the address written on the slip of paper I found in Hobie Taylor's old typewriter. Now, that's the only clue I have. So I thought you might be able to tell me about the pet shop man, his character and so on.
Well, as you see, I have the dossier on Jean Manet right here, and he appears to be a man of estimable character.
Where does that leave me? And Philippe, whoever he is, and Bucky Taylor. See, Lieutenant, not only do I want to find Bucky because I'm concerned for the boy's safety, but also we think he knows about the story his father turned up, a story which he said would affect the future of the entire world. Bucky's father was shot to keep him from revealing that story, and we want to know what it was.
Oh, naturally, monsieur. If there is anything I can do...
Well, there may be something you can do, Lieutenant.
Huh?
It's occurred to me that there is probably a 25 Rue Frontenac in other French cities.
Ah, oui, that is so, monsieur.
Well, then you might have directories here of French towns and maps, if I may go through them.
An excellent idea, monsieur. Come with me. I myself will aid you.
Thank you.
This way. Here, Monsieur Kent, is another Rue Frontenac in Le Havre.
Le Havre, eh?
Oui.
We found one in Marseille. That makes two. How many large towns are left?
None, only the small villages. And for most of them, there are no street guides or directories.
Well, let's hope I find my man in Marseille or Le Havre. Thanks very much, Lieutenant. I'll let you know how I come out.
But wait, Monsieur. I will telegraph the authorities in Marseille and Le Havre. They will investigate the Rue Frontenac addresses in their cities.
No, don't bother, Lieutenant. I can cover them faster myself.
You? You can travel hundreds of miles faster than the telegraph?
Huh?
Well, what is this you say, Monsieur?
Oh, that's a little secret of my own. I'll be seeing you, Lieutenant. So long. Nobody behind this store.
Good.
Off for these clothes.
Now, as Superman, I'll try Marseille first. There we are, all set.
Up and away! This door plate says Dr. Bonnard, no first name. Well, maybe it's Philippe. Oh, here comes somebody.
Bonjour, monsieur.
How do you do? Are you Dr. Bonnard?
Oui, you wish to be examined.
Dr. Philippe Bonnard?
No, I am André Bonnard.
Uh-oh.
You are seeking a Dr. Philippe Bonnard, monsieur.
Well, I don't know. That is, I don't know if he's a doctor or not.
But then why do you come to
me? I'm looking for a man named Philippe, whose last name I do not know, but who lives at 25 Rue Frontenac.
This address is 25 Rue Frontenac.
Yes.
There is no one here of the name of Philippe.
Are you sure, doctor?
Mais c'est un mot, mais c'est
all. I'm sorry. I should have explained. You see, I'm an American newspaper reporter, and it's very important that I find this fellow Philippe. As I say, I only know that he lives at 25 Rue Frontenac.
Well, he does not live here, monsieur, nor has he ever lived here.
I see. Tell me, Dr. Bonnard, have you ever heard of Bucky Taylor?
Bucky Taylor? No.
You positive?
I have told you, monsieur, I know nothing of these people you inquire about. Nor do I like being questioned. I'm a busy man.
All right, I'm sorry. Forgive me for troubling you, doctor. Goodbye.
Bonjour.
Well, drew another blank, so back to my Superman identity.
I'll try Le Havre now. And if that doesn't pan out, I'll have to search every town in France and Belgium. All set now for Le Havre.
Up and away! Hello, my name is Clark Kent. I'm an American newspaper reporter, and I'm looking for a man named Philippe. Do you have anyone with that name staying with you, Monsieur Doriot?
Philippe?
Yes.
What is his family name, Monsieur?
That I do not know.
Well, there are many with the name Philippe.
Yes, but there's only one 25 Rue Frontenac in Le Havre. Tell me, please, is there a man named Philippe living here?
Oui, there is such a one.
There is?
Oui, Philippe Dulac, but...
Dulac, is he in now?
Oui, but...
Take me to him, please, or tell me where his room is.
But if you do not know his full name or even what it looks
it's
like...
It's extremely important. Please take me to him. Oh, here. Here's something for your trouble.
Oh, merci, monsieur, merci. Come, I will take you to Philippe Dulac. Follow me, please.
Hey, It's a long climb to the attic, Monsieur Kent, but here. We come now to Monsieur Durac's room.
Is that his room straight ahead?
Oui, that is it.
Great Scott!
What is it, Monsieur?
Something's happened in that room. Come on, Monsieur Doriot. Open the door. Hurry!
Followed by the old pension keeper, Clark Kent leaps toward the door of the little attic room. What has Kent's X-ray vision seen through the door? We'll be back in a moment to find out. So stand by.
Say, I don't have to tell you girls what fun a charm bracelet is. And that's what Kellogg's Pep has for you. A charm bracelet. And take it from me, it's keen. A swell silver-like bracelet that you'll enjoy wearing. And when you've collected the 12 different charms to go with it, you'll really have something to be proud of. Now, to start off your collection, you'll want the charm bracelet, of course. So first I'll tell you how to get that. Get a pencil and paper, because you're going to need it. For the bracelet only, send one box stop from Super Delicious Pep and 10 cents. That's a dime in cash to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for just the bracelet. And there were 12 charms to go with it. Bright, shiny, small-scale models of a piano and a cuckoo clock and binoculars, a Scotty dog, a violin, and a skate, among others. Now, since all that may be pretty hard to remember, with your first order, you'll get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all the 12 charms. I bet you'll want to keep ordering them until your collection is complete. Now, here's how to get started on your charm collection. For each of the charms, send one box stop from Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and one dime, plus the names of the charms you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for each of the charms you want, and one dime and one Pep box stop for the charm bracelet. Just remember, print your name and address plainly on your orders, and send them in today to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
As we continue now, Clark Kent has just thrown open the door of the attic room at 25 Rue Frontenac in Le Havre, France. Monsieur Doriot, elderly French rooming housekeeper, gasps as Kent says...
Look, Monsieur Doriot, on the floor.
Exactly. Look, he lies on his face, and see his arms and legs are bound.
Yes, obviously somebody got here before we did. Now, if only he's alive.
Well, does he live, Monsieur Kent?
Yes. Yes, he's breathing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'll turn him over.
Careful, monsieur.
Oh, the poor fellow, he's been gagged, too.
No. That is not Philippe Dulac.
You're telling me. I know this man. I know him well.
Who is he?
This man is Herbert Calkins of Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard?
Yes, but how did he get here? Who knocked him out and tied him up? And what's happened to Philippe Dulac?
His eyes wide with amazement, Clark Kent stares down at Herbert Calkins, the famous Scotland Yard detective who, only a short time ago, almost succeeded in revealing Kent's true identity as Superman. No wonder Kent is stupefied. How did Herbert Calkins come into this alarming predicament in a shabby little rooming house in Le Havre, France? And what has happened to the man named Philippe, who had occupied this room, and on whom Kent is counting to lead him to the missing Bucky Taylor, and to the sensational story for which Bucky's father died? Tomorrow our story takes an even stranger turn, fellows and girls. So don't miss the next exciting episode when we and Superman learn more and encounter even stranger developments. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.